The likelihood of the existence of extraterrestrial life, that's aliens to you and me, increased dramatically this week when astronomers announced the discovery of a planetary system with four small rocky Earth-sized planets around it. Even more impressive is that they're over 11 billion years old. Previously, scientists thought rocky and potentially life-sustaining planets like these couldn't exist this early in the history of the universe. From Birmingham University, Tiag Campant.
In this paper, we announce the discovery of a fascinating planetary system with five Earth-sized planets that date back to the dawn of the galaxy. The innermost planet has a size similar to that of Mercury, and its size has been measured with a precision of only a few tens of miles. That's an impressive technological achievement. The three intermediate planets are the size of Mars, and the outermost planet is slightly smaller than Venus.
When you say the dawn of the galaxy, how old is that, and which galaxy are we talking about here?
We're talking about our own galaxy, the Milky Way, and the age of this system has been estimated at an impressive 11 billion years. The universe itself has an estimated age of 13.8 billion. Billion years. So this planet existed when the universe was less than 20% of its current age.
Had we previously not believed that small rocky planets like the Earth would come along quite so quickly in the universe's evolution? And is that why this is a game changer, what you found?
Absolutely. Only a few years ago, we thought that the formation of planets around old stars was unlikely to happen. And that's because old stars miss or are less abundant, or their environments are less abundant in heavy metals. Think of iron, for example. And those heavy metals are the building blocks to planetary formation. So it would be expected that the formation of a planetary system around such an old star would be a rare event.
Why are those very early stars, and therefore the planets that might or might not form around them, devoid or lacking in these metals?
Very good question. So the primordial universe was composed of hydrogen and helium, and it was only in the interior of the first generations of stars that heavy elements were formed. When these stars died and exploded as supernovae, they released this first synthesized heavy elements into the interstellar space, and then the following generations of stars and planets could already use those.
Because I suppose this suggests that planets of the sort of size, scale, and possibly the environment of the Earth could have existed for a lot longer than we had previously anticipated.
Yes, never before had planets this small been found around a star this old.
How did you find them?
To find these planets, we needed to monitor this particular star with the Kepler satellite. The Kepler satellite collected 4 years of photometry, basically measuring the changes in brightness of stars. And when planets cross in front of the apparent disk of their stars, there is a slight dimming of their brightness. And that's how we detected these planets.
Tiag Campant, he's from the University of Birmingham.